Hello and welcome to another episode of the Ice Cream for Everyone podcast. This is Willem van der Horst, your host for the show. All right, so I recorded the whole episode and then at the very end realized I completely forgot to mention that today, day of publication at the very least, is my birthday. 19th of July is my birthday. And so this is my birthday episode and I'm posting a special update to the podcast. And it's only going to be me talking and I'm just indulging because it's my birthday. Now, the real reason is because I've been like in the middle of organizing recordings and I've not managed to do that. But now that I'm settled in Chicago, I want to be publishing every other week, midweek, and make it something consistent. So I'm really taking the opportunity. And this is the birthday episode. So I'll be tacking on this for the rest of the episode. And I'm talking about a few different things in it. But if you want to do something nice for my birthday that I would really immensely appreciate, please post a review for the Ice Cream for Everyone podcast. That's what's going to make a difference. It really helps other people find the show. It really encourages me to do more for the podcast. I know I let you down and I didn't publish for a couple of months, but still, if you're listening to this now, it will make a hell of a difference. Whether you're on iPhone and you use the native iPhone podcast app, I believe you can post a review directly there. Give it 5 stars, ideally, you know, or if you give it less than 3, just tell me why you want to give it not many stars and give me feedback. I'd be more than happy to hear it. And you can also post me or send me messages for my birthday on the Ice Cream for Everyone Facebook page. You can fill in a form, send me a message on icecreamforeveryone.net. You can find me on Twitter at ICVillem, that letters I and C Villem. And that's about it. First things first, I'm very glad I got my trusty Yeti Blue mic. I mean, this is not really meant to be an ad for Yeti, but I just got a shipment of a lot of my stuff that I had from London arrive in Chicago, including my USB mic, which I've used for most of my recordings, which should be sounding a lot better than the tiny mic that I used for my last recording. That I did notice that the room I was recording in had a lot more of a echoey kind of sound. So I'm hoping with the other mic, which is a better mic, it's going to sound a lot better. But I'll find out a little bit more at it. I think it sounds good from the feedback I'm listening to myself right now. But that's probably more information than you're interested in. So yeah, so I received a bunch of my stuff from London. So I have a bunch of new clothes, which is great. And some of my books. So I've got, I'm being able to pick up on some of my reading, particularly like a couple of role-playing game books that I just received before moving to the States. So I'm getting back into that. And I'm getting a few quotes to move the vast majority of all my other books and games from France to Chicago as well. So that's going to be coming a little bit later. But now, yeah, this trusty mic has moved from the south of France to London and now over to Chicago. So the last time I published, I had an interview, and as you know, if you've already listened to the show, usually the show is conversations that I have with creators to talk about their stories, their inspiration, the sources of their creativity, and quite naturally gravitating towards interests of mine. So a lot of the conversations published so far have been with people in similar lines of work as me in communications, planning, and strategy in the creative communications industry and marketing and advertising and design. And also more specifically around game design, given I'm interested in gaming. And I intend to broaden those horizons and really make the Ice Cream for Everyone podcast a lot of a conversation around what is creativity about, what's the source of creativity. And of course, I'm always going to be gravitating towards people I'm interested in. And I'm in the midst of organizing a few different conversations and interviews, but I unfortunately haven't been able to record anything. Given I don't have a guest tonight, I'm going to tell you a little bit about what's been going on for me. So it's a little bit of a, well, not a Marc Maron ramble, it's a Willem ramble. And one of the specific things I wanted to talk about with you guys, you who are listening, is Game Chef. So Game Chef is a community-created competition, and I'm going to tell you all about the 2017 edition and my participation within it. If you follow the Ice Cream Sunday newsletter, I've mentioned it in there. But for anybody, I know that some people who read my newsletter don't really like to listen to podcasts and vice versa. Some people listen to the podcast are not particularly subscribed to the newsletter at all and prefer listening to podcasts, which is totally fine. Different strokes for different folks, I guess. Something like that. Does that match? Yes, I think so does. Sometimes I get like wonder in my head. Like I come out with these sayings and expressions and I'm like, wait, is this translated straight from French? It doesn't make any sense in English, does it? But this is not one of them. And if ever I use that wrong, you can correct me later. So I'm kind of ad-libbing here. So just in case you're not familiar, and in case you haven't heard this particular part before, I just wanted to remind everybody, and it's a good point to talk about the newsletter, that the podcast is one of the things around the Ice Cream for Everyone universe, if you will. So all of the stuff that you can find out about me, what I do for a living, my work as a strategist, past experiences, etc., all past published episodes of the podcast. Of course, you can try and find that on your favorite podcast app, maybe the native one on iPhone or Stitcher, Podcast Republic, or whatever else you're using. So you can find all the episodes there. You can find them on my main website, which is at icecreamforeveryone.net. So www.icecreamforeveryone, all spelled out, .net. And there you can also subscribe to the Ice Cream Sunday newsletter, which is an email newsletter I send, guess what, every Sunday, with a few of the links I found online, just like a couple of blurbs about what I'm up to, and a few news and stories, whatever I found interesting that week. It could be just about anything. And there's a few different categories. So there's like a GIF of the week, video of the week, what's going on in terms of creative communications in the world, what's going on that I found interesting in terms of gaming, and otherwise, like what are the most interesting couple of links I've found in the past week that I think was worth sharing with all of you. Now, back to what I was wanting to talk about, because I talked with my guests about what's the source of creativity, and I have my ambitions to design my own games at some point, and I have a couple of projects that are just very slowly progressing. So number one of the things that happened is I started scheduling a lot of things, and I'd been like totally not wanting to do that, not wanting to schedule any more than a few meetings. But truth is, if I want to progress on all my projects, I thought, okay, I actually need to put blocks of time against it and see where they can fit in my week and just look at them realistically rather than, well, happily procrastinate. Ultimately, that's what's going on. So, and that's what I was doing with Game Chef. So Game Chef, as I was explaining, is a community-based competition. My friend Julien, from the podcast Les Voix de l'Altaride, which is a role-playing game podcast in French that I've mentioned a few times, and I've invited them to participate on the podcast, so I'll link to that episode as well. And he's participated last year, and I believe the year before, but really got into it 2 years ago and now published the game that came out of that. And I think the name comes from Iron Chef, right? So it's a community-based competition. The idea is there's one brief that's a theme. The length of the game design competition is 10 days, so there's 10 open days. They give the brief out on day one, and on day 10 is the end of the submissions. It runs in several languages, so you can participate in French or in English, I think also Italian and Spanish and German probably, I'm not sure. I guess German just because it's such a big gaming culture, but I can't remember what the other languages are for sure. And this year, the theme, so there's one theme, sorry, and there's four ingredients that are given that are pretty random, and it's recommended to design a game within the theme, that's the brief, using at least two or three of the ingredients that are provided so that you weave in those ingredients in the design of the game somehow. And the submissions should be no more than 4,000 words in length. And you're encouraged to experiment with different types of gaming. And the whole idea is, of course, it's an analog game. It's not meant to be a video game. It could be anything from a role-playing game, a storytelling game, a board game, a card game, and you're encouraged to play around with whatever forms of gaming that don't use technology, digital, mobile phones, like it's meant to be an analog game. And this year's theme was borders. Borders and boundaries. And the idea was, the brief was, to design and create games that explore this idea of borders, whether you choose to explore a game that tackles borders between countries, natural borders between areas like mountains or rivers that form geographic borders between regions, or whether you choose to explore more soft sort of lines, like a little bit more intangible, like boundaries, personal space, or when did you cross a line with someone, or boundaries between, you know, emotions. You know, what's the difference between love and hate, and when do you start, or how do you move from one into the other, for example. So that was the brief. And the four ingredients were yarn, echo, smoke, and cut. What those have to do with anything? Probably nothing. That's the whole point, is like, how do you integrate those concepts, elements within the game design? And 4,000 words maximum. So when Julien told me he was going to do it, and I've been talking about wanting to design a game, and I have one on the back burner that's in like an actual project, but I was like, I need to create something. I wanted to participate. And Julien's been posting videos, been talking about his progress, and he was really ready to take this seriously this time. Not that he didn't last time, but I know he was like meeting up with other people. He managed the different chats. He posted videos of what he was doing every day, which is really great. And we talked about it on a recording of his podcast as well. And I was quite inspired to participate as well, thanks to him. So, by the way, and shout out to Julien, thanks to you. And I looked at it, and then I told a friend, yes, I'm going to do it. And then, of course, I spent the rest of the week just completely procrastinating and putting it to later and kind of thinking about it. And then I had other obligations that came up. And until I, a week ago, literally, started scheduling things out. And it was the last day of submission. And I was like, actually, you know what? I can spend 2 hours this evening doing it. And I ended up spending just close to 3 in the end. But the whole purpose was, I'm going to put some time against this, and I'd rather publish and rather submit something rather than nothing. And the other intention of that not only was to do something rather than nothing, because, well, otherwise you keep talking about things rather than doing anything, is also that it's a community competition because it's peer reviewed. So if you submit a game, your game will be, you'll get feedback from 4 different people about your game and see if you go to the next stage and if you get selected. And I'm not expecting to be selected into anything because honestly, my game is like vastly unfinished, but I'm also going to, the game will be, I think, reviewed by 4 people, but I will provide feedback on 4 different game projects. So you get to contribute and give feedback to others and you get feedback from other people. So I sat down, I had no idea what I was going to do. And I just literally had this idea in mind that a lot of people were talking about in the gaming communities about what to do with all the different ingredients, because, of course, there's a lot of conversations during the competition itself. And I was thinking, like many other people, what can I do with a piece of yarn, string that you cut? What kind of gaming mechanics can we have with that? If you have a physical piece of string that you cut down, or yarn. And I didn't know. But it felt like just crafty, like as in arts and crafts, building, working stuff. And I just latched onto this idea that I remembered from a friend of my mom, who's German, and her son, I think last year or the year before, I can't remember, went on a trip in the traditional garb of a journeyman carpenter. So this is a tradition that carries from the Middle Ages. Trained carpenters and other kinds of craftsmen in Germany, particularly in Germany, this used to happen a little bit everywhere. But the way that guildsmen from crafts in the Middle Ages were trained, so you would go into a master carpenter and start as an apprentice, and he would give you food and board, and you'd work with him for, you know, X amount of time, from being a kid to being probably like late teens, something like that. And you would be at a point where you learn pretty much everything that you could. You can do your job by yourself, but you're not ready to be a master yet. And guilds don't really want to give you the job of a master. So the option became to go off on a journey and to go and travel and to learn from other masters. And this is a tradition that stopped like for about 80 to 100 years, but then got picked up in the 1980s, particularly in Germany and some other Northern European countries. It exists, but not as exactly the same form. And so they are dressed in a traditional garb so that they could be really recognized. So it's like black, quite thick thread cloth and a long brimmed hat that's got round, and they got these big round and quite bright rather than colorful buttons that are symbolic of the 6 days of work and 8 hours of work in the day. And they go off, and they, and it's, I remember, so she was the friend of my mom, was telling me this it was a big deal. It's a big deal when they leave. And when they leave, they have to, it's a tradition to walk or to climb over the sign of the village that delimitates between the beginning and, well, that the village beginning begins at that point, rather. So there's something about the border there. And there's also another side, which is the border between going from being an apprentice and being a boy to being a journeyman and going on to more of a, the journey towards becoming a man. I think there, or at least, I don't know if it's, there's that, but I thought I had that idea a little bit. And they go off on a trip for 3 years where they, and they leave with only €5 in their pocket, and they have to come back 3 years later. That's traditionally 3 years. I don't know if it's still 3 years today, but they go off and travel, and they're not supposed to come back within a radius of 50 kilometers of their village. And then they, and because they're wearing the traditional garb, and they make an effort to be really friendly and clean so as not to be mistaken as a homeless person, they go off and they ask for shelter at different villages. They can get, and they have a special book that they get stamped by mayors in the villages or towns that they go through, and they look for food and board, and people give them food and board, and they can work in exchange for that. And they travel. And that's the whole purpose. So I thought I would create a game around that idea of telling the story of the journeyman, telling the story of journeyman. And so I think the idea itself has legs. Now, of course, I wrote that in 2 hours, so it's got like the, I've tried to include some of the ingredients, but they make little sense from a gaming standpoint. So the idea of the game is that it's a storytelling game where each of the players represent a town and also one of the journeymen that leaves and that would go and travel to the other players' towns. And you would have a piece of thread or yarn for every player. And I said approximately the length of a forearm, I completely make that up. And you would like link it in a circle to represent the boundaries of your town. And you'd have like little, little tokens to represent your journeyman and little wooden tokens. And I was thinking it would be cool if you tell the stories of, and you alternate telling the stories of what the journeymen are learning in their craft. And you could have matches that you break and then mend to represent the work that they're doing. But I haven't figured out exactly how it's linked to what they're telling in terms of a story. Because I think the way that I'm thinking of it is you would tell the story of your apprentice and what they learned in their apprenticeship and tell the story of them leaving the village. And there would be questions and prompts for that. And a lot of it would be situated around what have they learned at every step of the way. So like going through another stage, going through another border. So when they enter a town, what have they learned there? When they leave a town, what have they learned there? So it's completely like still in the process of design. But for example, one of the things I said about the apprenticeship is I gave some instructions, potentially what kind of craft is your character known for? Where is the town located? So describe the town where you come from. So you're describing your town, something like, you know, does it have a river? Does it have a big church? How many people are living there? And talk about the highlights of your craftsman apprenticeship, particularly 3 events. Talk about your first day, and you can focus on telling the apprentice's emotion. How do your apprentice feel the first day of their work? How about a hardship? So if you focus on telling the apprentice's decision that followed that hardship. And lastly, the first time they accomplished the piece of craftsmanship, so may it be carpentry, metalworking, wood carving, the first time they completed something by themselves. And what did they learn in doing that? And then once they complete that, then they take their token out of the village and they've started their journey. And then in following rounds and subsequent rounds, you would go into another player's town and take the elements that player have created for their town to create a new story about what they've learned there. And, you know, so that's the idea of the game that I'm in the process. So I would quite like to do some more work on it. Yeah, I think there's interesting. It could be a sort of role-playing game without a game master, where each one is telling the stories of their towns and their journeymen, and or storytelling, which I think like any GM-less, what they're called, like game masterless role-playing games. So they're storytelling games in essence anyway. So that's what I've started with, but I haven't really created mechanics. So like I have this idea that you would break matchsticks or toothpicks and then fix them again and then give them to other players. But I don't really give them to other players if you've appreciated the story they've told. And by the end, the person maybe with the most tokens, matches or toothpicks kind of wins. I think there could be some way in which you cut open the thread that kind of represents your town. But right now they're all like symbolic things. They don't really, I haven't figured out a game design mechanic just yet. And I've literally just spent the 2.5 to 3 hours working on it, and that's it so far. And so it's nowhere near 4,000 words. It's unfinished. I made like even just a point at the end just saying, thank you so much for reading this. I appreciate your feedback for whoever's going to be like reviewing the game that I'm sending over. And I'm really happy with myself that I participated, and I've got the ball rolling on something, and I've got another idea. And on the idea of the podcast, it being like the source of creativity, where does it all come from? It's always recombining different things. And there's like another strategist, Faris Yaakob, who his consultancy and his blog in the first place called Talent Imitates, Genius Steals, which has been used by a few different quotes. I think it was attributed to Picasso. And a few other people, and I'm still not clear. I think I read something about it, but still not clear where it was from in the first place. But anyway, the idea that we're recombining things. Just thinking about it from the perspective of, I think, Lego. We have a bunch of pieces, and we create Lego designs with the original bricks. The bricks are the same. So it's just from past experiences and recombining them in new experiences. So I was trying to find something to do with borders, boundaries, an interesting concept to latch onto. And I remembered the story from my family friend. And I thought that was like really quite an interesting one. And I like the idea of traveling myself. And I love to discover new areas and to go and check whether the grass is greener, which was another idea I was playing around with. It's like, how do we represent or what kind of game can we do around going up across the next valley and finding out if the grass is greener. But yeah, it came from personal experience and reading up a little bit about the journeyman in Germany. Thought it was a really interesting idea, so I pushed on with that. And that's about it. If you've enjoyed, thank you very much for listening to the podcast. This was just a little bit of I was going to say a short update, but it's becoming quite a lot longer than I thought it would be. But I hope you enjoyed finding out about this game project that I'm working on. It's the very beginning of it. I have another board game on the back burner, which should be a bit more of a traditional board game that I need to put more time, or that I want to put more time into it. I want to put more time into, rather, sorry. And yeah, but anyway, as I said, if you're listening to this and you're still listening to the sound of my voice, I really appreciate your time. Please leave a review for the podcast. It really makes a hell of a difference. Or say thank you, like, you know, post a tweet, post something on the Facebook page. And even better, actually, tell a friend about the podcast. if you enjoy listening to it, if you've enjoyed listening to any one of the episodes, tell a friend about it, and then more people can get to discover the podcast. And I guess that's about it for now. I'll see you again in 2 weeks. The idea is that I publish midweek every other week, and I am working on a few different experiments. So I'm going to keep experimenting with the podcast. The general gist is usually to have guests, but it's not going to be the case every time. I just received a couple of new microphones. So one of my next projects is to test a little bit outdoors, which I've been doing some research about. What are the kind of mics to be doing some outdoor recording? What should I do for live, like in the field recording? And of course, a lot of the stuff that I want to do is basically all the advice is saying, don't do it. So I'm going to go in against it. We'll see what it sounds like. Hopefully it'll be audible. And so like expect some new kind of stuff. And that's about it. Thank you very much. Have a great morning, evening, afternoon, whatever time it is of day when you're listening to this, whenever you're listening to this. Thank you.